Today's music begins with two hymns on the chimes. My life flows on in endless song, and my hope is built on nothing less. After the chimes is the prelude, a piano arrangement of the tune Kingsfold by Mary Horvath. This is the same tune as our hymn after the sermon, Unraveled by Uncertainty. During the prelude, read over this new text and listen to the familiar melody as we prepare to sing it later in the service. Today's opening hymn and anthem, a piano arrangement by Joel Rainey, is When Peace Like a River, also known as It Is Well With My Soul. Finally, today's postlude is Toccata in E minor by the Baroque composer Johann Pachelbel.
Thank you. As we enter into our time of worship today, I always want to remind you, whenever we gather together, near or far apart, that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire in our time of worship today to meet you where you are and to share God's love, God's peace, God's comfort with you. To do that, I invite you to take a deep breath. Invite God's Spirit of peace to fill you up as you inhale. Exhale, and set aside all the worries and anxieties of the day. And join me as we reflect on today's theme. Our theme, When All Seems Lost, feels like only part of a complete sentence. What comes to mind first are questions. How do I hope when all seems lost? Or how do I find my way when all seems lost? Where do I turn when all seems lost? Where are you, God, when all seems lost? But there are also words of assurance that come. When all seems lost, God is near. When all seems lost, pray without ceasing. When all seems lost, you are not alone. When all seems lost, there is something to be found. A hymn that we will sing later in our service and that I will reference in my sermon, written by Stephen Fearing, includes these words. And right when we think all is lost, God's work has just begun. Whether we are asking questions, crying out for answers, making encouraging statements in hindsight, sharing lessons learned with loved ones, God is working in the midst of whatever lostness we feel. The challenge is to hold on long enough to allow God's working to replenish our hope. There are so many ways we experience and feel the grief, the fear, the confusion of losses of many kinds. Loss is never easy, but it is also something we never have to navigate alone. When all seems lost, God's work has indeed just begun. When all seems lost, God can and will be found if we but look. May this be a time of looking as we gather together in spirit to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
To join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud, if you've got the words in front of you from our Facebook page or website, or simply by listening and praying along silently. Let us pray. Gracious God, we confess that we feel tossed around by the rough seas of recent days and battered by wave after wave of unknown. In fighting to keep our heads above water, we lose sight of solid ground and begin to question whether you are for us or against us. Forgive us, God, for failing to recognize that you are always coming for and to us, no matter how deep the waters get. Forgive us for allowing our fear to push us to suspicion rather than leading us closer to you. When all seems lost, help us to spend less energy testing you and your care for us, and more time leaning into that care, which has always been and forever will be our saving grace. Amen. God's care for us is endless and eternal, made real through Christ's life, death, and resurrection. When we dare to claim our humanity and confess our sins, then we can fully see and live into God's grace, mercy, and hope. May we indeed live into those gifts. May they change us from the inside out, and may we offer them freely to those around us. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today comes from the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament book of Psalms. Psalm 85 is identified as a prayer for the restoration of God's favor. I begin to read at verse 8. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. Our gospel lesson comes from the 14th chapter of Matthew's gospel and picks up right after Jesus has fed a crowd of over 5,000 people. Beginning with verse 22, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." May God grant us wisdom beyond our own as we listen to these familiar words for new meaning for our lives today. Well, it's that time for a special message for the young ones who may be listening, along with all who are young at heart. If we were together here at St. John's right now, I'd be gathering you up front in the chancel and showing you what I brought along to help us remember the lesson I'm about to share. So, picture my basket right here beside me. In it today is one of my favorite t-shirts. My son John gave it to me for Mother's Day, and I like it. Not just because it's really soft and comfortable, I like it because of what it says on the front. The message is, "Not all heroes wear capes." Now, it's important for you to know that even though John is all grown up and a teacher of seventh graders, he's a really big fan of superheroes and loves watching the movies they're in. I'm talking about heroes like Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, Superman, Captain Marvel. But John also knows that real heroes don't have supernatural powers. They don't leap tall buildings in a single bound. They don't have fire shooting out of their hands. And they practically never wear capes. Real heroes are everyday people like you and like me, young and old and everywhere in between, people who are brave and who try to make a difference in our world. I mention all of this because in the gospel lesson I just read, Peter, the one who dared to step out of the boat to walk on the water toward Jesus, was brave. Even though he began to sink, and Jesus had to rescue him, he was brave enough to believe that he could do something that was really hard, in fact, impossible, and he was willing to give it a try. You see, brave does not mean we are not afraid, and being brave is not just for those who are big and strong, or grown up, or powerful. Girls and boys, women and men, people of every size, shape, and color, from all parts of our world, can be brave. And anyone who dares to be brave is a hero in my book. I think about the people in history that I would call heroes, people who were brave, like Harriet Tubman, who led fellow slaves in the South to freedom in the North, or Eleanor Roosevelt, who championed human rights for all people, or Rosa Parks, a black woman in Alabama who refused to give up her seat on the bus for a white man, even though that's what the rules said she should do. Or I think of Maya Angelou, who used her gift of writing to share important messages that inspired people and challenged them to be better. Ask your parents or grandparents to tell you more about these brave people in history, or other brave people they think of. Let me assure you, though, that you too can be brave. You can be a hero. Some of the bravest people I know are children and young people who have stood up to bullies, have tried doing new things they never thought they could do, like playing a sport or learning a musical instrument. They've battled cancer and other illnesses that have meant they needed to stay in the hospital for days on end. Or they've dared to speak up and speak out, even though they knew that when they did, others might make fun of them. With all that is going on in our world today, this is a really good time to risk being brave, even though we have no idea how everything might turn out. Like Peter, we may become afraid. We may start to sink. But here's the good news. Jesus will always be there to grab hold of us. Jesus is always within reach, always keeping an eye on us because, well, he loves us more than we know. And so that you can see what my t-shirt really looks like and be reminded of today's message, later on I'm going to post a photo on St. John's Facebook page. But in the meantime, I'll be counting on you to be brave, to be the kind of hero that would fill God with great joy. To help us do that, let's join together now in prayer, and we'll end our time together praying by praying the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, it's hard to be brave, but knowing that you are there to help us every step of the way makes a big difference. So give us courage, no matter how young or old we are. Help us to remember that when we step out into scary times and scary places, you are reaching our direction, and you will always be there to grab hold of us. All of these things we pray, remembering that Jesus reaches our way every day, and we are reminded of that when we pray the words he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.